This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Can't believe it, we're back. Hello and welcome to Some News on FUBAR Radio. That is your Eric McIlroy.
Good morning.
Lively as ever. Welcome to the place where we will sweat for 3 hours.
Ooh.
Not even metaphorically. To try and bring you the news. It's some news. Sadly, there are some stories that we don't really get to have any jokes on. Like these ones that may have slipped us by. There's threats of EasyJet strike action this summer. Unmanned check-in desks. Thousands of disgruntled passengers. And then on top of that, they go on strike?
Boom!
Yeah. You thought I was talking about it. The actual strike, and it turns out I wasn't.
You diverted it. It's like a reversal.
It's like one of their flights.
Greece votes no to bailout and quickly starts sinking.
Do you know, I don't know what this result of the Greek referendum means about for the future of the EU, but apparently David Hasselhoff has been stood on it playing guitar, so I don't think it's a good sign.
Prince Charlotte's christening almost met with disaster as Prince Philip tried to hit her with a champagne bottle.
After Lily Allen was taken ill at a festival, one witness, I don't know if they were trying to stir things up, were quoted as saying, "She was out of it. Her eyes were rolling and her chin was moving side to side, chewing constantly." So what? I'm like, it's what I'm like when I buy donuts.
This weekend was the Wife Carrying World Championships. The wife of the last place finisher said she was let down by her husband.
Women aiming to pull a single man in London apparently should move to Pudding Mill Lane, because a survey says that's where there are a greater ratio of single men to ladies. It's 4.1. Someone said if I wanted to pull, I should move back to Nottinghamshire and go to a job centre and get a real job. So that's good advice.
Now, you guys must have had a wild and crazy weekend as British people celebrating American Independence Day, celebrating the fact that you got rid of us.
Woohoo!
I would imagine.
Woohoo!
That's how you people are. Like, oh, we're glad we let you go because you just beat.
And also in the news, tribal elders held 3 days of animal sacrifices to calm the spirits after that British woman went topless. I've seen the pictures and they look like sad puppies. And I'm not even going to finish the rest of that joke, because we know what I was trying to do with that joke.
You've just been given a disapproving look from the producer.
Don't worry, I was disapproving when I wrote the darn thing, but you know what?
And then you said it out loud.
Needed to fill the show.
Was that out loud?
I think all of this is going out loud.
Is that my inside voice?
No, that wasn't Steve.
I'm not dreaming this. This is actually happening.
That was someone else speaking.
Look, already without the introduction, because she needs no introduction, but I will give her an introduction anyway. Amanda, hello.
Hi.
Enjoying the show so far?
It's a good start, cracking start, despite that it's really warm in here today, isn't it?
It's getting hot in here, but look at... no, don't. But
Eric is half undressed, though, isn't he?
Right, we film this News 500 stuff every so often, and it was Friday we filmed last week, wasn't it?
We filmed on Friday.
And I walked in, because I turned up late for it, I was busy, I had stuff to do. I walked in and I said, right, we're talking about sandals on FUBO on Monday, because that is inappropriate.
Why is that? They're open-toed shoes. Amanda's wearing open-toed shoes.
Sure.
She's got sandals on.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I had complaints about my fake throwing up noises on this show. Someone downloaded the podcast and said it was too real, and they nearly followed through. So I will stop doing that. But
I'm wearing them in honor of the Greeks.
Greek sandals. Greek sandals. Trying to boost their economy.
Yeah, exactly.
That place.
What is wrong? It's hot. We are not seen in this. Maybe an occasional picture.
I can see you.
I think we're going to have to take a photo of the lower half of Eric for today.
Oh,
but not, I think
I haven't done my nails because my son's hidden the nail clippers so that my toenails are getting...
In case you fly, what the hell, is he a pilot?
They're getting a bit clawish, so I don't need a knife.
That right there.
You call that a knife? Here's my big toe.
You wearing sandals is... Do you realise sandal wearing is the reason that they crucified Jesus? None of the other stuff. It was that.
Was he wearing socks with the sandals
socks
as well?
Sandals.
Oh, come on. If I put socks on, then you would have a right to put me down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... I saw someone on the train yesterday who had these types of sandals that I have, which are, I don't know, rip-off, cheapy, sandally things. And he was wearing socks. And I thought, you know what? Someone just... He was an older man. So clearly he's given up on life, really.
Yeah.
He realized it's pointless. He's never going to pull again.
Were they pulled up all the way as well?
Oh,
the
yeah. They were hiked.
Kind of mid-to-mid-calf. Because that's really unflattering.
Well, he was wearing trousers. So I didn't actually try and reach over. I didn't try and lift.
Trousers.
Oh, I know.
Everything is wrong. Socks. See, at least I'm wearing shorts. It's hot.
No, I've noticed it's hot. I'm in the same temperature as you.
Yeah.
I hate to quote entropy and shit, but we're in the same temperature in a room like this. But I seem to be still wearing some lower half action.
Are you wearing pants?
Well.
Which, I mean, by that I mean in American parlance, underpants.
Yes, so that's where I keep my pants. I keep them on the underside.
Because it's so hot, I'm not going to talk about anything else.
Oh, God.
By the way, update, Amanda sat on that side of the table today. You're sat on the same side as him, and you know he's going sandals and commando. I've never been in the army.
So you're wearing sandals too, Amanda.
I am.
So are you also...
Don't ask that.
Right, okay. Actually, talking about clothes, this would have really tied in with a guest that I nearly booked today.
You nearly got a guest today. You are doing so well with this.
I was actually, I was offered a guest.
Yeah.
It was some woman called Carrie Taylor. And it was supposed to be about what we all wear to work. But the PR company, after having offered it, didn't reply to my emails and phone calls. So... well done, that PR company. We're not going to talk about that subject now, but it would have tied in really well.
But our listeners now know the guests they could have heard from.
This is the let's have a look what you could have won moment on...
You know, we were also going to be speaking with Hillary Clinton today, but her people didn't get back to us. And who else were we going to talk to today?
Well, we did want to talk to her about things that she wears to work, which maybe that's why... Yeah.
She's famous for her trouser pants.
Her pantsuit, David Letterman.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most politicians are famous for their trouser pants, especially the male ones. I mean, you know, can we all just...
Do you know what? He's an interesting... You know that...
It's just like, look at... She didn't do her toenails. And it's just like,
the one thing,
guys.
Right, there are two ways to bring about some equality to that. They should stop talking about what women politicians wear.
Yes.
Or let's actually start talking about
what the men are wearing.
And because there's little to talk about, they should freshen this up. I can't remember which politician it was, but the Daily Mail once went massive on some woman wearing a suit that had a bit of a tartan to it. The issue shouldn't be that she was wearing that. Why on the run-up to the Scottish vote, was David Cameron not slapping some tartan, like a Russ Abbott outfit, put some tartan suit in there? Come on, man. We're letting it down. If you want equality, you have to work for it. Huh. Chris, you know the kind of outfits that Chris Evans used to wear back in the days Don't Forget Your Toothbrush?
Yep.
George Osborne should be wearing that.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, for the budget.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what you're going to be talking about today, which is obviously the budget's going to figure in the first hour. In fact, you've got quite a heavy first hour here. You've got Greece, obviously, which is the biggest news story around today. Big up yours from Greece, it would appear, to the IMF, and who can really blame them?
That's what they called it as well, the big up yours.
Yeah, the big up yours. you guys found your own guest on this, who else are we going to hear from on the big Greece referendum than the one and only Joey Page?
He's like a resident FUBAR expert on Greece, isn't he?
We've got Joey Page on that. Yeah. I'm intrigued already.
I'll tell you what, after last week, right, on the weekend I did a festival gig with him.
Oh, okay.
And then after last week I remembered we didn't get any guests.
I booked myself.
Oh, yeah. So I thought, I spoke. And also I spoke to Joey, because he's an expert on Greece, on Saturday when we didn't know the results. So we'll find out what he had to say before we knew anything in his area of expertise. We'll do that now.
Fantastic. Okay, well, there you go, guys. as I said, we're going to be talking about Osborne and all the welfare cuts that we're going to hear about. 12 billion, 13 billion he's managing to... cut from Hungry Mouths.
Yeah, I can spare a billion or so.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Well, he didn't spend money on trousers and shoes, so he's got some money to spare.
Or pants.
And that leaves the BBC licence fee as well in a bit of jeopardy, doesn't it? It's difficult for me to have any kind of... to care about that, really. It's difficult
really?
To...
Because you don't pay for it?
Because I don't pay for the...
Do you not buy a licence?
I do, but none of that money is siphoned back to me, whilst, you know, some work that you do, Steve, I know.
so you're saying the only justification for paying the BBC licence fee is if you get employed by the BBC?
Well, I have been employed by the BBC in the past, and it felt like... fair dues.
It does feel a bit like free licence fee, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you know it's a one day's wage, you get your licence fee back.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching the TV more now, it's great.
And my licence fee can be tax deductible in some... areas as well.
I've not even looked into that. Can I tag it? Oh,
I think I did. I think I managed. Anyway, that's by the by.
Won't have a word said against the BBC. They are great. The contracts are through.
So quite a heavy first hour, actually. Quite looking at some quite serious news stories. Lightening up in the second hour with a story about AIDS.